Well, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has emerged as the front runner in the Democratic presidential contest. She went on the defensive several times during last night's presidential debate. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks has been following the Warren campaign and joins us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Deb.
So this is not the first time that moderates have tried to gain attention by going after Senator Warren and Senator Bernie Sanders as well. But what stood out to you regarding the tone of last night's debate?
Well, it's interesting. If there's any doubt who the Democratic frontrunner is, that doubt seemed to be dispelled last night, at least among the Democratic presidential candidates who clearly regarded Warren as the frontrunner, much more than Bernie Sanders this time, much more than Joe Biden, because she's the one who really took a good deal of fire and criticism, especially from the leading moderates in this group, including Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg, both of whom I thought had pretty strong nights going after Warren in particular.
Now, one area where Warren increasingly found herself on the defensive is her plan, her Medicare for All plan for health care. That's actually a Bernie Sanders proposal that Warren has endorsed. And Mayor Pete Buttigieg at the debate last night pushed Warren for an explanation about how she'd pay for it. Let's listen to what he said.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything except this. No plan has been laid out to explain how a multi-trillion dollar hole in this Medicare for All plan that Senator Warren is putting forward is supposed to get filled in.
Anthony, how did Senator Warren answer that question? Was she able to?
Well, she didn't answer it directly, and I thought this might have been one of the weaker moments of her debate, which came early in the debate. So first of all, under Medicare for All, premiums, out-of-pocket health expenses would all go, but so would all private health insurance plans. And that's something Klobuchar and Buttigieg say is a bad idea. They, along with Joe Biden, favor a public option. And they really went after Warren and Sanders, for that matter, on both the cost and the idea of taking away people's private plans. Now, Warren insists that a more dramatic step is what's necessary to make sure that everyone gets covered. And she cast health care as part of her bigger effort to ensure economic equality, essentially, across the country. Here's a little bit of what she said.
I put out nearly 50 plans on how we can fight back and how we can rebuild an America that works. And a part of that is we
Thank
have
you,
got
Senator.
To stop Americans from going bankrupt over health care.
Senator
laws.
Klobuchar, do you want to respond?
Yes, I do. And I appreciate Elizabeth's work. But again, the difference between a plan and a pipe dream is something that you can actually get done.
So that was Senator Amy Klobuchar attacking Warren's plan there. And I thought that might have been Warren's weakest moment of the evening because she didn't want to say out loud that taxes would go up to pay for Medicare for All. She makes the point that overall costs would go down, and she repeated that multiple times. But she obviously wants to avoid being caught on the record saying your taxes will go up. So as a result, she looked like she was being a little slippery there. Now, it's something that Bernie Sanders, on the other hand, was willing to say, that yes, taxes would go up for lots of people to pay for Medicare for All, but overall health care costs would go down.
Another area of criticism against Warren was her proposed wealth tax. Tell us about that, Anthony.
Well, this is her proposal, a 2% tax on every dollar of someone's net worth above $50 million and 3% above $1 billion. And this is how Senator Warren would fund things like universal preschool and canceling college debt. But several candidates questioned the fairness and the effectiveness of a tax targeting someone's overall net worth. But Warren stood her ground. Here she is.
My question is not why do Bernie and I support a wealth tax? It's why is it does everyone else on this stage think it is more important to protect billionaires than it is to invest in an entire generation of Americans?
Thank you, Senator Warren.
Anthony, what about the impeachment proceedings swirling around Washington and what's happening in the Trump administration? How much of a factor was the president last night in the debate?
Well, early in the debate, he was very much a factor. I mean, the candidates discussed impeachment. They all backed impeachment, really with no major disagreements. But for the Democrats, the real issue here is picking a candidate who can defeat Donald Trump. That was a clear theme throughout the evening. And near the end of the debate, when there was a bit of a scrum with Biden, Klobuchar, and Buttigieg on one side against Sanders and Warren on the other, the question was, you know, do Democrats win with a more moderate set of policies, or is it with big bold progressive views represented by Warren's call for big structural changes. So listen to this exchange between Biden and Warren, trying to sort of highlight their connections to President Obama. Here's Warren talking about forming the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau before she ran for office.
People told me, go for something little, go for something small, go for something that the big corporations will be able to accept.
Thank you, Senator.
No, let's go for an agency that will make structural change in our economy. And
Senator,
President Obama said, I will fight for that. And he sometimes had to fight against people in his own administration. We have to be willing to make good, big structural change.
So you could hear Vice President Biden injecting himself there, saying, not me. I thought Warren did a good job there, but Klobuchar and Buttigieg representing that more moderate view as the best way forward for Democrats and independents in the heartland to reach them, I thought they had a pretty strong evening as well. And this is going to continue to be a debate that will define this race going forward, I think.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure, Deb.